Well, in North Carolina, we have 98 different commodities grown in the state, and a number of those are specialty crops. And, you know, traditionally with a farm bill, you focus on what we call or refer to as program crops, peanuts, soybeans, wheat, corn, cotton. And but there's a whole array of other crops that are incredibly important to food production and prosperity in America. And those are specialty crops. And so research is critically important for all aspects of agriculture, but particularly so in the specialty crop arena. Particularly, in my opinion, you know, research on new ways of mechanizing crop harvesting for specialty crops. You know, labor is a big issue for all of agriculture, but particularly for specialty crops. If you don't have labor, you can't get the berries out of the tree or the vine, as it may be. And, you know, I've been out there to California where they take that almond tree and they grab it at the base and that machinery, you know, shakes it. Dust flies everywhere. And so, you know, in all parts of the country, you have a significant amount of specialty crop that for years and years and years have largely been overlooked, you know, by the farm bill. So we're upping the research mandatory dollars for specialty crops by about $95 million. Per year in this farm bill, which is a substantial improvement over current levels. In fact, the whole farm bill as a whole, basically, the structure is the same, not any really major change in law moving forward with what we're going to mark up tomorrow, but enhanced significantly to address the inflation issues, cost of production issues, which are directly related to inflation, obviously. And so number of areas that we needed to modify in order to bring it into the current day and age of the challenges faced by our farmers all across this great land.